Hey, Vikings fans, welcome back to the owners' meetings in Orlando. Warning, okay? Those of you still upset about the loss to the Eagles in the NFC title game, be warned, because this is Howard Eskin. He is the sideline reporter for the Eagles Radio Network, also does radio and TV in Philadelphia, WIP Radio, Fox 29 TV. Howard, you're wearing a purple sweater, but you're the Eagles sideline guy. I'm super confused, and I don't know how to handle this.
I'll even go one better. I even have my phone case, which is purple, too. See, I like the color. The team, I mean, I know some of the coaches on the team. Yeah. One of them has left, and John DeFilippo's now with him. But the reason I wear purple, you can look at it this way. The Eagles won their first Super Bowl ever in the Minnesota Vikings Stadium.
Yeah, we know this.
Okay. So, you know, it was a purple win.
Seriously.
It was a purple win. Okay. So you got it. And then the Eagles, you know, you beat the Vikings, so you feel sorry that was the game, at least for Vikings fans, because they whined about the way Philadelphia fans treated them. Yeah, so I get it. So you got to stop whining because it's going to happen again. The more you whine, the more Philadelphia fans are going to get on you when the Eagles play them again this year. So, you know, it was an amazing season for the Eagles, so I'm just celebrating it because it was a purple stadium, so I'm just wearing the purple.
This is painful for me. Are you done yet? Seriously.
No, I'm not done. Just keep on going. I think the game this year is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
But I think the Eagles are going to win the game again.
Okay.
And I think the Vikings are a good team. I think they really are a good team. And if the Eagles don't go to the Super Bowl from the NFC, I think the Vikings really have a good chance to go to the Super Bowl. But it's just they're playing in Philadelphia. The fans will be all hepped up. From what I was told, it's the first game of the season. Super Bowl champions normally don't lose that first game if that's going to be the game. So I feel bad for Vikings fans. That's all right. You got 15 more games after that.
Hey, I don't know if you caught week one last year. Did you see what the Chiefs did to the Patriots? Study up on that. Okay?
Was that the first game?
Yeah.
It was the first game of the season?
Study up on that.
Yeah, well, I guess the Patriots couldn't cheat for that game.
Wow. Okay. You got to be careful around here. Coach Belichick is going to be right around here somewhere.
I'll tell, and this, I don't know if Minnesota fans care. I don't think that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady together will ever win a Super Bowl again.
Hey, it's a hard thing to do. You know this.
Very hard. Their defense is awful. They've got a lot. They keep on changing players, but as long as they have Brady, and I don't know how long he can still do what he does at 40-some years old. But, you know, there's a little bit of edge in Boston now with the Patriots because trading Garoppolo, and Brady thinks he's, or his wife thinks he's unappreciated. Where does she get that from? Right. She probably gets that from him.
Okay. So, hey, look, I guess when you win the Super Bowl, you can start mowing other people's lawns like you're doing. We're not going to do that. We're just worried about the Vikings, okay?
I think they're a good team. I really do think they're a good team. And I really do like John DeFilippo. I think he's going to be terrific for the team. Kevin Stefanski, I know, and I know.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do know Kevin. And Pat Shurmur obviously wanted to bring him to be his coordinator in New York, but he was still under contract. And Pat was the one that pushed for him to get the quarterback coaching job. And I know the head coach is really good. The quarterback situation, Cousins is obviously, and Case Keenan did a great job, but Cousins is a better quarterback. The Vikings have a really good team. So from that standpoint, I understand that they're a really good team, and they'll be up there right at the end in the playoffs with a good chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Last thing I want to bug you about, because Kirk Cousins is a guy you saw in person twice a year. You're on the sidelines doing the game for the radio network. So there are no perfect players out there. But tell me what you like about Kirk Cousins' game for the Vikings that you think can help the team in 2018.
Well, I think he's a good quarterback. Now, some of the coaches that I've spoken to said he's not as accurate as people think he is. I think he's done a good job. Now, the Eagles beat the Redskins a couple times last year, but he's done some really good things against the Eagles. He's got better size than Case Keenum. He's probably a better quarterback. I don't know that Case Keenum could have duplicated it. But the way the Vikings play, if he just manages the game the way they need him to manage the game, I think they're going to win, and I think he should be good at that.
Yeah.
So, I really do like the Vikings as a team.
I know.
but against the Eagles, they're just not going to win.
Well, we'll find out. We're definitely going to find out because that game's going to be played on the field. And then it's not going to matter what he and I think, right?
Exactly.
That's
right.
The good part about
exactly
it.
Exactly right. Hey, I love all you in Minnesota. Yeah. I love you. I love you. Super Bowl was out there. It was -5 every morning. I did 20 strolls through the mall because I didn't want to go outside. You enjoy the cold. God bless you. I didn't, but it was a great time for the Eagles.
Hey, you're great at what you do. Thanks for your time, Howard.
Right,
appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Yep. My pleasure.